The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. If the thought of spiders makes your skin crawl, you might find it reassuring that the chances of being bitten by a spider are smaller than you imagine. Most so-called spider bites are not actually spider bites, according to researchers and several recent studies. Instead, spider bites are more likely to be bites or stings from other arthropods, such as fleas, skin reactions to chemicals, or infections. For one thing, spiders tend to avoid people and have no reason to bite humans because they aren't bloodsuckers and don't feed on humans. In fact, spiders are far more afraid of us than we are of them. When spider bites do happen, they tend to occur because the eight-legged beasts are surprised. For example, when a person reaches into a glove, a shoe, or a nook that they are occupying at the moment. Even then, the majority of spiders are not toxic to humans. Spiders prey on small invertebrates, such as insects, so their venom is not geared towards large animals such as us. Many spiders aren't even capable of piercing human skin. Only about a dozen of the more than 40,000 spider species worldwide can cause serious harm to the average healthy adult human.
The 90-Second Naturalist is sponsored by the Johnson Foundation, creating meaningful change through thoughtful grant-making.